Airbnb can now monitor your messages.
It's about like a real invasion of privacy.
Yeah. You're an absolute moron. Not even a moron, but you're an unethical loser.
Airbnb have just changed their terms of service. It's a bombshell update. I've read through the entire document so that you don't have to. We're going to be talking about it this week on the Property Investors Podcast. Hey, I'm Russell Leeds.
And I'm Anna Leeds.
And welcome to the show. So it's an interesting update this week.
Yes.
Airbnb have just changed their terms of service. We've had a big read through it.
Yeah.
Because I know most people, when you get a change of terms of service or something, most people just, I accept.
Oh, yeah, that would have been me.
Yeah, that would have been you, but not me.
I just thought, yep, updated, tick the box,
agreed.
Off we go.
No problem.
Yeah, no. Do you know what? As I've got older, I have become a little bit, there was something else I signed the other day, and instead of just going, yep, no worries, I thought, I'm going to read through that.
So you've got better at checking it now?
I have. But in the past, I would have never even, like, if your phone, like, I don't know, O2 sends you all your new terms and conditions, or when TikTok goes, there's new terms and conditions. Oh, yeah, I don't think twice. I'll just go, accept.
Accept? What, I owe you my soul now, do
yeah,
I?
Yeah.
Anna signed it, no problem.
And they make it look so complicated that people just can't be bothered to
read
it.
That is the problem. It's very, very long. It is very, very long. All right, let's go through some of the updates then. So they've changed. One of the things that they've changed is that the house rules are now legally binding.
Yes, I like this. I think that's brilliant. So, like, no parties, no pets. If they break that...
Yeah. When a guest clicks... To be fair, I will say, actually, a lot of the updates in this are actually good news for Airbnb hosts.
Yeah, I totally agree.
There are a few that for some hosts, maybe not, which we'll get into, some people are going to get really caught out. Some people are going to get kicked off the platform. I guarantee you.
Oh, dear.
That. But... mostly, it's pretty good. This is a good one. I agree with you. So basically, Airbnb is now far more likely to back you if the guest breaks the rules. And what they're saying is when you click book, you are legally agreeing to all the terms, including the house rules. Like you said, no parties, no smoking, no guests.
Yeah. And then
guests.
If you charge them for like damage, yeah, if they've been smoking, Airbnb will back you.
Which they haven't done.
No.
A lot.
They've just... If anything, we were talking recently about how we feel like they very much back the guests.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? We put the podcast out saying about our Airbnb always back the guests.
And then...
boom, they changed their... That is the power of the Property Investors Podcast. So this is good. Combine this with the next change and it becomes really good. So not only is it now legally binding all your rules, but now you can charge guests... up to $500. I don't know why they tell us it in dollars.
Yeah.
It's like the UK terms of service. I think it might be because it's across the whole... Obviously, they're an American company. It's across the whole world. And if interest rates change, if that's kept changing dollars anyway. $500, which is what? About 380 quid?
Yeah.
Ish? Not sure. Someone correct me in the comments. Let us know. What is the exchange rate right now? But yeah, something like that. Without having to get approval from the guest.
Yeah.
If Airbnb agree with what you've said.
I wonder if there's suddenly going to be loads of people putting in. It could cause, because you always feel like it goes from one extreme to the other. And now I feel like, personally, that could encourage some hosts
to take it too far
and just be like...
You've got to get Airbnb's approval. So you can't just go, oh, look... The batteries have run out in the remote control. I'm going to charge you for the battery. Do you know what I mean? You've got to actually get Airbnb's approval. However, we talked to me a few weeks ago about the guest that tried to scam us.
Yeah.
And they basically said that the house was a disgrace. It was absolutely terrible. And my big hack for avoiding this, and I'd recommend this again, even more so now.
Yeah.
Is once the cleaner has finished the clean, get them to go around and film it. So now you've got a before.
Yep.
Right. Then say to your cleaner, if you turn up and the house is terrible and it's in much worse condition than it was when you checked in, there's problems with it or you've broken anything, do the same video. So this time, every time you've got a guest, your cleaner's doing a video before the person checks in. And obviously it's time stamped and dated on the video. And they're also doing a video after the guest has checked out.
Yep.
Any problems now, you can just send those videos off to Airbnb and you can say, look, look at this damage, look what they've done. And you can automatically, bang, charge them. You don't have to get their permission. You can just charge them straight away.
That's so good. So anyone who didn't know, what were the rules before?
So the rules before was Airbnb would investigate it and they'd go and speak to the guests and they'd go back and forth and they'd agree something. Whereas now it's just automatic.
Great news there then. That's
brilliant news. And the other thing that they've said as well is if it's more damage than that, you can't charge more than $500
without.
If it's more damage than that, they will help you use debt collectors to recover the money of the costs. And again, you'd have to prove what the costs are and stuff. And also they'll help you take legal action against them. So this is a huge win.
Oh yeah, huge.
For hosts.
Yeah.
Like a massive turnaround.
It's almost like they've gone, yeah, you're right. We do need to treat the hosts better.
Yeah.
And not give everything to the guests.
So brilliant win. Well done, Airbnb. We salute you.
Yes.
If you're enjoying the show, could you do me a real favor? Hit the subscribe button. Over 76% of viewers aren't subscribed to the channel. Honestly, it makes a massive difference to the channel. It's free for you, but it really helps us to keep doing this.
So the next one, overstays can now be charged and removed.
Yes, this is kind of a clarification, just a strengthening of the rule. Obviously, always, this was kind of in case.
I've never, we've never had someone overstay, have we?
No.
That would be quite... I feel like that would be very, I don't know, I've just never had that. So I kind of feel like that would be very strange.
I can't remember the exact context, but I remember thinking that we might have it happen. Because I remember speaking to David, your brother, our builder, who lived nearby at the time. I was like, I might need you to go over and make sure that they leave.
Do you know what? I do lie. We've never personally... we've never personally had it happen, but we have had it happen in one of our company properties.
So Samuel had it happen, didn't he?
So we had it happen at Marlborough House.
Did we?
And we had a house that we sometimes used to use.
Yeah, I know Marlborough.
Yeah, but we also used to...
Patricia managed that, didn't she?
And we used to also Airbnb it.
Yeah, yeah.
And we turned up the morning to host an event there and the guests hadn't gone. And I remember being like, oh my goodness. And I rang Patricia, who was, like you say, she was actually the host. And I was like, Patricia, they're all still here. And to top it off, it was a party house as well. Like, because it was big, it attracted party people.
So they're a little bit late, is what you were saying.
It was very,
very late. We've had late checkouts where the cleaners rocked up and they're like
they were all still in bed and then got really arsey with us. And I remember thinking, what are we going to do? Like, what are the rules? Like, how can you enforce them? Because they were so funny and it was trashed and they were still in bed and they were like, we're tired, we don't want to get up. And I was thinking, what actually, like, you can't just go and drag them out, can you? And be like, oi, come on you.
Do a Samuel, get a chainsaw.
Yeah. But that's the only time I've ever known it. I think on all our personal properties, I don't know if we've ever had anyone just, imagine if you just didn't go. Like, that'd be so random, wouldn't it? Just go to your Airbnb and then just think, nah, staying.
Yeah. Yeah. You attempted to do that though.
What do you mean?
You attempted just to overstay your welcome when we were in Croatia and you had food poisoning.
Oh, yeah. And it wasn't Airbnb though. That was a hotel.
Oh, that's so. Oh, it's a big corporation. Who cares about them? Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, but...
We managed to arrange a late checkout,
yeah,
but you were like,
did.
Oh, I'd have just stayed extra anyway.
Did I say that? I must have been feeling
You would have been, let's have a look, what do they say? You'd have been charged and removed. In line with local laws, giving the hotel a clear legal backing when guests like Anna Leeds try and push the boundaries.
I wonder what the Croatian law is. Drag them down the street with like...
Yeah. Here's a bad one. Potentially. If you're a good guest and a good host, and you're sticking by the rules, you're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
You don't have anything to worry about. But Airbnb can now monitor your messages within the platform.
I hate this rule.
Do you?
Yeah. But only because I find anything like that like a total invasion of my
privacy.
Even though I don't do anything wrong and I am never going to get caught out. Do you know, a bit like, I always get, there's certain things where you just think, I'm not doing anything wrong, but you suddenly get on edge because you think, but it just feels like a real invasion of privacy because I'll go about, to be honest, not doing anything wrong most of the time.
But clearly.
I'm justified to do it. But do you know when you just think, oh, and I just think, do we monitor the messages? I can see when they're doing it, but do you know where else I had it? When I used to work, my first ever job at M&S, and I remember them saying, we can monitor your Facebook and your social accounts, and if you write anything that's like, you didn't have to say M&S are crap, but if you put, oh, I've had a crap day at work, but obviously people know where you work, they could like fine you, sack you. And it just felt like a real invasion of privacy.
Oh, yeah. They can look at your messages that you're putting out for the whole world to see. Oh, what an invasion of privacy. What, stuff that you're posting for the whole world to see? They can see it as well. Oh, my goodness. That is disgusting. Boycott M&S is what I would say. That is awful.
Yeah, but it just feels like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Ugh.
No, because you're not.
Next, they're going to start saying that if you stop working at work, they're going to be annoyed with you about
it. But it's not like that because back in the day, Facebook, you only had your friends on it. You weren't different. If you've got a public account, then it makes no difference. And in Instagram, I do, so fine. That makes no difference. But back in the day, you just had your friends on Facebook. And
yeah.
It just felt, and this, even though,
Well, let me tell you what it's for, right? So what it's for is to detect fraud. Which is obviously, do you not want, if you had fraudulent activity done to you as a guest, would you not want to know about it?
Yeah,
or
probably.
A host? It's to enforce their policies. And the real reason.
Yeah, I mean, that's just all like, oh, we're doing it for you. No.
The real reason brings us on to point number 5.
Yeah.
Which is, if you try and cut Airbnb out of the deal, they can ban you from the platform. They can permanently disable your account or suspend your account, whatever they choose, right? So what a lot of people do, and I actually find it very annoying, I don't know about you, but they'll say, oh, I got a booking for Airbnb, but I reached out to the client and asked them to cancel. Let's say it was £1,000 booking. I said, cancel, and I'll do it here for 950 quid. You save 50 quid, I'll save on my commission fees. And people are doing that.
Yeah, that's off. I would never do that.
I wouldn't do
like,
that.
Where I feel like...
But you know what? I know loads of people that do. Loads of people do it. I just think that they don't appreciate the great service that Airbnb and Booking.com... Because think about it, right? If you have any business in the world, you have to pay money to market your business.
Oh, yeah. And they're doing all the marketing for you.
All the marketing. You don't have to pay... Unless you get results. So you're only paying. If I do Facebook ads, if I get any bookings from it, I've still got to pay Facebook ads. Just is what it is. So they do all this marketing. They promote your property. They push your property.
They do deserve to get paid. Like it's.
They want 15%, which is totally fair, I think. It's not even a lot. If your marketing budget for your entire business is 15% of your turnover, that's a pretty good business.
Yeah.
Often it's... significantly more. So 15%. And then people have the audacity to get their bookings come in.
Yeah.
It reminds me when we used to work with agents back in the day and some people used to try and cut the agents out.
Yeah.
It's like, you freaking idiot. Like this agent is giving you all this work or Airbnb giving you all these bookings and you're trying to cut them out to save 15%. Some of which you're giving back to the client to get them on board.
So it's not like you save 15%.
Yeah, you might save half of that.
7.5%.
You freaking idiot.
Yeah.
You're an absolute moron. Not even a moron, but you're an unethical loser. That's what I think about it. So I'm actually really glad about this rule.
Oh, are you?
I think it's brilliant. Yeah, fuck them. Those people that are trying to cut them out.
Oh, yeah, going direct, expect a ban. Yeah, I'm still a bit iffy on the messages.
You deserve a ban. So this is what they're saying. Although, shit, that they're very strict on it. So
they're going one extreme to the other. Yeah.
Well, not what they class, right? So you can't share your contact info.
But then don't you automatically do that? When they get in touch, you get called? Like
they want you to message. I do get calls. You can provide a phone number if they need anything. But if they think that you're trying...
You're doing it beyond just...
taking payment
offline.
Because
don't they naturally get our number?
They get our number, which is on the system, so they can phone me. But if I'm trying to get a conversation going outside the platform... So vast majority of the time, I message them through the platform.
Yeah.
which is what they want.
Yeah.
Because then they can seal the communication.
Yeah.
So if you're trying, if you're actively trying to take conversations offline,
yeah,
they don't like that. If you're mentioning anything about taking payments offline, they don't like that. If you're trying to encourage direct bookings,
yeah.
Oh, in future, next time, come direct, anything like that. And you could lose your entire
I've been to Airbnbs where, and actually, we don't do Airbnbs all that much, do we? Because we go abroad.
Morebooking.com.
Yeah. And I find that at least 50% of the time, the person will go, come direct to me next time.
Yeah, they do. Oh, it annoys me.
Yeah. And I think, oh, would you, what do you think though? Because we've obviously had it the other way around where people have said in some of our properties, if they're the kind of ones where they'll keep coming back and they say to you, oh, shall I just book with you next time? Do you actively then go, nope, go through Airbnb? Or if they came to you and go, look, we're back next month, we wanted to, would you say, no, you must, where did you, right, booking.com, no, you must use booking.com.
If they reached out direct and said, I'm coming again next month, I've stayed with you before, I want to book, I wouldn't then go, oh, where's your, I wouldn't actively try and stop them booking direct.
Yeah.
But I would never initiate it either.
No, I do think it's bad.
I have had people come to me. I have the other way. I've had people book in for like, say, a 1,000-man booking. And they've come to me and they've gone, hey, I've booked in with you. If I cancel the booking, how much will you charge me direct?
I'd never do that. That's stupid. Like, because you're going to penalise yourself.
And I just say, oh, I don't do that. I only work for Airbnb and booking.com.
Oh, yeah. And to be honest, if someone did that to me, I'd be thinking, I probably don't want you as a guest anyway.
Yeah, agreed.
That's just, it's just bad practice, that is.
Really bad, really annoying. To me, as a business person that kind of respects what Airbnb, I just think they deserve their cut.
Yeah, they do.
They deserve it. They're offering a brilliant service. Anyway, number six.
We're for you, Airbnb.
Yeah, we are. We are, especially now that you're changing all your rules to help us.
Yeah.
Delayed payouts if refunds are likely. So at the moment with Airbnb, you'll know this, right? They sort of, once the guest is like, I can't remember exactly when it is, but it's within like, is it when they've checked out? Or is it about the time they've checked out? Or 3 days after they check in or something, you'll get a notification. Oh, you know, payment's going to be on its way. They'd pay you. And that's just automatic. They're going to stop that if the guests complain. If they think the guests are going to ask for a refund, they're going to delay the payout.
Yeah. I mean, I can see why they'd do that. And to be honest, I mean, if you're running your Airbnb well, then...
Oh, we've never had it.
No. So I kind of think... At first look, you think, oh, no, that's rubbish. And then you think, well, actually, I've never had a refund request. So
well, there are pros
I don't
and cons.
Know why it would... Actually, Matt, if you're running your Airbnb well.
I think I'd find it very annoying if it happened when we literally had, let's say we'd done nothing wrong. Yeah. But the guest put a little moan about something and then they were like, oh, we're holding the payment. I'd be like.
Yeah, it depends if they take it too far. Mm. So do you know when now, see, because now this is where it could spiral. Because do you know how we were saying about how to deal with complaints from guests and always like treat them with respect, just listen to them. So we were saying like if they were then reading your messages, which they now can do, and they see guests, like for example, oh, the water's off, all the boilers broke, so let's go with the boilers broke. So the one time we had the boiler break,
yeah,
we're trying to get it sorted, we will direct, but they can now read that. So would they now think, oh, we'll delay that money for a bit just to see.
There might be a refund request.
That's when it would be annoying because it's like, no, have we ever had a complaint ever and a problem? Of course we have, but we've just dealt with it. So it's never got to them wanting a refund because we would personally just go, yeah, we'll put you up in that hotel or we'll pay this. But if they then cotton on because they can now read the messages, would they delay the payment on that? They probably would.
They probably would. And also it's not like there's a guy at Airbnb headquarters whose job it is to spy on the messages. It'll be AI.
Yeah.
It'll be AI that are looking and through, think problem. Spotting stuff. Yeah, it's true.
So that would be a bit annoying, wouldn't it, actually?
I suppose we'll have to see. At the moment, I don't think it'll be an issue. It's got potential to be an issue. The pros are that you're never going to have them trying to... You're never going to get paid and then have someone try and take the money back from you.
Yeah.
So that's the pro.
Once you're paid, almost Airbnb are taking responsibility... Everything's good. You've been paid.
Yeah. I mean, it's possible they might complain afterwards, but yeah, pretty much.
Right. Number seven. guests are liable for their mates. So if you have guests over and they trash the property.
Yeah. It's basically person, just said you are legally responsible. Yeah. They can't try and they say, can't make you go after the friend or, oh yeah, yeah, I let them in. They're the ones go and deal with them. It's like, no, no, no. The contract, the terms are now clearly saying yeah. that you as the booker are responsible. I wonder if that would make you, do you know, for example, like company bookings where you, like we get bookings, like the staff do it for us, don't they?
Yeah.
Would they then be responsible rather than like...
I suppose whoever's name's
it. Or whoever's name the booking is in.
Unlucky Chelsea. So let's hope no one trashes the hotel.
So Chelsea, who does the bookings for all of our company,
is liable for all of them, and I know some of them. Oh, dear me, mate. No. No, but surely that can't be the case.
She'd be like, it wasn't me, it was Russell. I'm like, yeah, your name's on the booking. I'm now gonna go and trash this. I mean, like, live very, like a rock star.
That's very true though. Surely that can't be the case for company bookings. But then would the company be responsible?
Maybe the company's responsible. That would make the most sense, yeah, it, if it's a company booking.
Not Chelsea personally.
And then number eight, the Airbnb is never liable. It's always you, the host, right? So if the guest gets hurt, if something breaks, if the boiler explodes and boiling water spurts out and hits the guest in the face and they get burns on the... I don't know if that could actually happen, but if it did, Airbnb are like, look... It's your fault.
And it sounds funny, like Airbnb isn't liable ever. But to be fair to them, yeah, like...
Yeah, they come with...
Can you imagine? The boiler broke, Airbnb's fault. That, I mean, that's...
I agree.
It just clearly isn't their fault.
But it's not just
it?
The boiler broke. I think it's more like if something really bad happens to the guest.
So if they fell down the stairs?
If they got hurt. Or let's say, for example, the boiler broke and it leaked... And it leaked over all their stuff and it broke their expensive Apple laptops. They can't go to Airbnb. It's like, no. You got to go to the host.
Yeah. And you just need good insurance, like everyone should have.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, just, I just think with these, A, loads of the rules have massively gone in our favour. And B, the ones that are a bit, just run your Airbnb well. Like,
yeah.
If you run your Airbnb well.
Then you're okay.
Like, of course you're going to have insurance. And of course... Yeah, if something like that happens, of course it's your fault and you're going to have to deal with it. Like, it is
what it is. I agree. A lot of people think that the Airbnb host guarantees like kind of like having insurance, but it really isn't.
No.
I agree. Either have insurance or just take the risk.
Yeah.
Just be aware. Yeah.
And then if anything does happen, well, yeah.
Same as any insurance, isn't it? Yeah. All right. So that was the first change they made. They then... Before we even got a chance to film this and talk about this, released a new update.
Yeah, and thought, no, that wasn't enough.
Yeah, that, we want more changes. And this is to do with the cancellation policy.
Yeah.
So basically, they've introduced a new one, like a more limited one, which now favours guests. So it makes it easier for guests to book your unit and then cancel without penalty. Sorry to interrupt myself, but if you've ever wondered how some investors can earn up to £1 million a year and pay zero tax, totally legally, I'm running a completely free one-hour webinar where I'll be teaching exactly that. The link will be in the description. All right, back to me talking again.
So what was it on Airbnb? You had it?
So...
You were penalised if you booked and then cancelled?
With our policy... I'm going to speak for ourselves. We allow them to cancel. We're pretty much doing this anyway.
So was it on Airbnb up to people? What they could you set could, their you, own?
There was, yeah, they've made it stricter. They've made it stricter. So like guests can now cancel up to 14 days ahead of time, whereas you could have that longer, for example. Or you could have, no, it could be like, no, I don't.
I know why they've done that. That's to compete with booking.com.
That's what, yeah, it's very, it is what booking.com do.
Because, to be honest, I'm not going to lie, I'm a booking.com kind of girl.
Yeah.
And I do all our bookings through booking.com. And you can cancel, it's more than that. I think you can cancel 4 days before on pretty much, yeah, you have to pay probably 50 quid more for your holiday to have that feature that you can book 2 years in advance. And I can book 2 years in advance and cancel 4 days before.
Yeah.
But for 50 quid, it's worth it because what back
I thought it was, it's normally, with ours, it's 7 days.
Yeah.
It's booking. 4 days. Okay, like, even for booking.com though, with ours, we've got We've got a 7-day. Do you know what, though? I do find it very annoying.
I'll have to look it up, but it's really soon before. Like, I've cancelled ones days before. I also am a bit naughty. Booking.com probably love and hate me because I book so much through them, but I am a little bit click happy. And
so you'll book stuff and then cancel it?
Yeah. I have got quite a lot on my account. I always wonder if they're going to penalise me for it and go, like, you're taking the mick now because you book
loads. You use loads, but you cancel loads as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, but they don't ever seem to. But that is why I use booking.com, because I can pick and choose and go, right, I'll cancel. Oh, no, actually, I'm not going to that country anymore. I'm going here. And I use it a lot, and we do go on a lot of holidays, so they get a lot of money out of us. But at the same time, I do cancel a lot. But I've got to say, I do try and be respectful, and I cancel a lot less when it's SA than I do when it's hotels, which probably is a bit, because like you say, it's once again, oh, who cares about the big corporations?
You do realise that we've bought hotels recently.
Yeah, so that is just as bad. But when I know it's just like a family-run place, I do try and not cancel.
I do think it's a bigger deal. Like if you've got, for example, one unit, and someone books it for a month and then they cancel. That's 100% of your occupancy. Yeah. Whereas if you've got a hotel and you've got like, Willingham House has got like 28 rooms, right? So if one person cancels one room, the equivalent would be if you book the whole place and then cancel the whole thing.
Yeah.
So it's not as bad for a hotel. I know what you mean.
That is why they'll have changed that, because that just doesn't compete with booking.com, does it? Oh, it didn't. And it needs to.
Now, the reason they've highlighted, the reason is because 44% of guests say that free cancellation is one of their top needs.
Yeah. And to be honest, I agree. That's why I use booking.com. Maybe Airbnb, I'm coming.
So when you book then through and you want free cancellation, is that because you're not 100% sure you want to book?
It's not necessarily because I don't want to book.
It's because you think plans might change.
Yeah, which always is the case, isn't it? Like, so for example, I cancelled one this year. Well, I've cancelled multiple, but I cancelled one because a wedding came up. And then I thought, oh, but it did make it easy. Instead of thinking, oh, I'm going on holiday, I just thought, oh, I'll cancel that. And I'll go to the wedding.
Do you know, like, we noticed, there's tickets for Derren Brown is coming to High Wycombe like in April next year.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'd quite like to go to that. But then I'm thinking, I don't know what I'm doing in April next year, right? So if it was free cancellation, I'd have booked it.
Yeah. And I think it gives you that, I don't want to 100% commit. Because like you say, like especially when you're booking that far ahead. So I've got plans, big plans of travel. So I book quite a long way in advance. But yeah, things change. Weddings come up. We've cancelled a few due to, and then we changed one because suddenly you wanted to go to the F1 in Hungary next year. So then I cancelled the one I'd book. It just gives you flexibility. And no, I wouldn't book anywhere near as in advance. No, and so it's not.
So do you reckon then that actually you'll get, because Airbnb's argument is number one, if you offer free cancellation, they'll push you to the top of the rankings. Right. Yeah. So if you're prepared to offer this, more cancellation, they'll push you to the top of the rankings. You'll get more bookings.
Yeah.
You'll get more clicks. You'll get more visibility. But you'll also get more cancellations.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think overall, though, no one books. No one just sits. You've got to be a bit of a nutter. No one sits there and thinks, oh, do you know what I'm going to do for a laugh? Just booking loads of holidays, booking.com, and then when it comes to it, cancel it. I mean, you've got to be a bit of a freak back to be doing that. So most of the time, people are going to go on the holidays, aren't they?
I like it when booking.com give you the choice. So it's like, you can book it and then there's no cancellation, and you'll save 100 quid.
Yeah.
Or you can book it and have the free cancellation options 100 quid more. And then you're like, if I'm 100%, now I am going.
If it was next week, or if it was in 2 weeks' time.
You'd put the 100% one.
Yeah, of course I would. And I wouldn't get the free, no. But when it's so far away.
It's a good idea to offer both.
Yeah, because then you save a little discount if you're just prepared to go, yep, bing.
Because it is annoying when you get cancellations. It's like we had one in January and they booked the whole month of January. Yeah. And then like 2 weeks into December, they cancelled. I was like, great. Now I've got to fill the whole of January up in 2 weeks starting. It gave us a crap month.
What you could do, which you could make it probably fairer, is if the booking's over a certain amount of time, then you have to pay some kind of...
Interestingly...
Because that is a bit off. Imagine if you went, I'm going to stay there for 6 months, and then a month before went, nah, actually I'm not. yeah. not coming now. You could really screw people, couldn't you, actually?
Well, that's what they're saying. They're saying 2 weeks. So 2 weeks, is that long enough? So you can cancel.
Not many people go on holiday for more than 2 weeks.
No. Oh, sorry, I see what you're saying. You're saying if it's over a certain amount of time.
Yeah, because like if someone books and said, oh, I'm going to come and do a trip of England, I'll book your place for 6 months. And then a week before, went, nah, we're not coming, cancel.
That would
be really annoying, wouldn't it?
It would be. It would be really annoying. But what I've done on booking.com is I've said, if anyone books longer than a month or longer,
yeah.
I'll give them 30% off, but there's no cancellation.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think like that, then I think it is good to have both. You pay cheaper if you're prepared to commit. And the truth is, you'll get more because most of the time people will use the free cancellation but not actually use it. So they'll go for that option and then you'll get 100 quid more.
Yeah. Well, we posted these changes on social media, and the vast majority of landlords and property investors were really positive about it. They thought it was all really good changes, really good news.
Well, what I don't really know what would annoy people.
The only thing that would annoy people is if you were one of those people that tried to cut Airbnb out.
Yeah, well, that's on you. Don't be a loser. All right.
There's the advice. That's how we're going to end the show. So what would you give advice to those people that don't like these rules, Anna?
Don't be a loser.
Wow. And on that bombshell, it's time to end. I'm Russell Leeds.
And I'm Anna Leeds.
See you next week, guys.